Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
It's a strange time of the year, and it's a strange world we live in now, and I suppose particularly for those who are practicing Catholics in this country, or practicing any religion, for example. Churches have been advised to set up online booking systems for the Christmas rush of parishioners, because of course there are people who don't go to Mass really during the year, but at Christmas they feel it necessary to go and say their prayers to God or whoever their belief system happens to be. And places at Masses in some countries, busiest churches will have to be reserved in advance as priests struggle to meet the annual demand amid the tight COVID-19 restrictions. 50 worshippers, by the way, per service is all they're allowed. And Father John Bracken of the Holy Cross Church in Dundrum joins me on the air. Good afternoon to you, Father John. How are you?
Hi, Niall. I'm good, thank you. And you?
Well, it's a busy time of the year for you guys. And look, maybe it wasn't going to happen at all at one stage, but now it looks like it is, but quite limited. 50 is not going to do it, considering these buildings are huge. They've been there for so many years. They're big buildings. They could easily cater for more, I imagine.
Yeah, the church is good. I mean, our church could cater for more. We hold about 450 people. And we're able to have about 65 people because we can create a second zone in the church.
Right, okay. And I'm sure you have to have someone then to supervise that, of course.
Yeah, we'd have four or five stewards or welcomers welcoming people as they come in. And just
greeters. Isn't that what they used to call them? Greeters. Remember Walmart in America?
It's kind of a lovely way because it's kind of a warm welcome for people as they come in to the church, you know.
Okay, but you come with, not a novel idea, but you've already set up an online booking system.
Since it started, we've had a kind of booking line on our website for Hold My Space so people can book their pew literally before they come. So that you don't have a situation where you're turning people away, because like any Sunday we would have about 1,000 people coming to Mass.
Yeah.
So obviously when you're only reduced to 65, it's a lot less. So it's trying to avoid people turning up and not having anywhere to go, you know.
And you've even resorted to giving us some level of priority to frontline workers and the bereaved as well.
We're thinking for Christmas rather than, because our good neighbours over here in the town centre, they have obviously people queuing and everyone trying to get in. We have something similar now with people kind of trying to book in for Christmas masses. And obviously we've the 12 days of Christmas, and we're trying to encourage people, look, maybe think about, you don't have to go on Christmas Day, you could go on another day during the 12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And looking and seeing, well, maybe we have, normally we'd have about, on Christmas Eve, we'd have over 3,000 people come to Mass here. This year, it's probably going to be about 420 people maximum.
Right.
So who are the four, maybe as people could nominate somebody who they feel
out of their family
benefit, or maybe somebody's been through a tough year, whether it's a family or somebody maybe's had a newborn child or somebody's had a bereavement, you know, just ferry and say, well, actually, it's kind of like a good Samaritan approach that I would give my place that I normally would to somebody, and then I go on the next day. Or
it's almost like a triage system, really, isn't it?
It's kind of what we've been doing as a country, in a way. We've been looking after each other and saying, well,
who's most vulnerable, of course, yes, absolutely.
And bringing Christmas, which, you know, and be a nice gift for those people.
Yeah, and what about midnight? I always remember when I was a young fella, my dad used to send me to Mass, and he used to test me, by the way, when I come home. He'd say to me, who is the priest? What was the sermon about? And I remember midnight Mass was always the escape for the younger people to make sure that you went to Mass. So you do the midnight Mass the night before. There was always a smell of alcohol at the back of the church. But is midnight Mass still a thing, or is that going to happen this year?
No, I think very few places have had midnight Mass in years. Normally, the latest Mass will be about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, which in our case is 9:30 then. But we normally would have Mass at 6 and at 8. And the earliest vigil actually would be the one that would be the most packed. Most people would come to that one, you know.
Yeah, so they can keep the day free then for the family and everything else.
That and our middle Mass, our family Mass, our children's Mass on Christmas morning would be the two that would be the biggest number of people at it, you know.
And what about, obviously, we've seen a lot of Masses online, you know, I mean, broadcasting online. Will you be doing that this year? Will you be?
Yeah, we've had Mass on the webcam we've had the webcam in situ for about 5 years, but particularly over the pandemic, on Sundays we've had over 700 households watching. We get a daily report, and it's fascinating to see like some of the countries that are also joining us. Like I've been getting letters from Madrid, from Sweden, even from New York, families that are watching us there. You know, just the internet brings people to choose wherever they want to go, and quite interesting, you know.
Yeah, I suppose it's all new territory for you guys as well. I suppose you have to have your best sermon ready for those ones there as well. In relation to the lockdown, and you know, I mean, your local parishioners in the area, and I'm sure you get to talk to them because, of course, the priest is always part of the community anyway. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the faith of the older people who would be part of the faith, they're probably feeling quite isolated at the moment, and maybe Mass and worship is a bit of their only outlet to go out and meet the neighbour around the corner who would go as well. It's more than just praying to God. It's more of a social outlet for those people,
yeah,
too.
Well, it's certainly and not just for other people, like for, you know, we have various age people, and you know, people have missed being able to connect. Like we've a great faith youth club here for second and third years, and there's about 60 of them in that.
Yeah.
And they've adapted and they're doing it on Zoom. They used to meet every second Friday night, and they're doing that on Zoom, you know. But yeah, certainly, and it's difficult because even now when people come to the church, you know, you have to leave kind of with a bit of space between each person, and it's hard for people to, but it's great for them to be able, like yesterday was such a joyful day to see people again and for them to be seeing each other, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some people obviously have been keeping in contact and kind of looking after each other, which is lovely to see our elderly parishioners kind of reaching out to each other as well, you know, and keeping in contact during this time, you know.
And how do you think the churches, I mean, I know the vintners have had an issue with the way Neffet have treated them. I know there has been some outspoken priests who have had a go at Neffet over the last 7 days or so, particularly in relation to restrictions and 50 worshippers, etc. How do you feel with the way it's worship in general has been handled for the whole year?
Well, I don't, certainly level five, I think we shouldn't, the churches should be online, but certainly level three, I can't see any reason why people can't be coming to Mass. As someone said yesterday, there were young persons in the church, said this is the safest place I've been in, just because the stewards, the direction and the space between people.
Mm-hmm.
And the way, like, if I can go and get my hair cut, I certainly should be able to go to Mass. I mean, like, the churches, as you said, there are big buildings.
Yeah.
You know, plenty of ventilation. And people are very aware of spacing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult at funerals because with only 25 people, and you know, families find that very hard. You know,
I don't believe that you echo obviously the sentiments of other priests who have referred to Neffet as being anti-Christian. And
no, well, I mean, we're about protecting life, and certainly if you know our public health officials and the government are saying at level five that we need to follow that guidelines. And but as I said, we're at level three now, and originally level three wasn't churches were meant to be online, and that, I mean, as I said, like if you or I can go get a haircut or whatever, like that's more risk than coming into a church building for Mass.
All right, well, look, I suppose the bottom line is, if you are planning on going to Mass this year, particularly in your church in Dundrum, the Holy Cross Church in Dundrum, have a look online, book in, select a family member. Don't all go, but somebody who maybe needs it more than anybody else.
To think that Christmas is not just one day, like it's 12 days.
Absolutely.
You know, right up to the Epiphany, and it'll be great to, you know, even make something of that too, you know.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Father John Bracken, from the Holy Cross Church in Dundrum. Just to give you an idea of what's happening at Christmas for those who want to go and worship God, go online, your local church, maybe they may happen to have an online booking system for parishioners. And if you can, say if you have a large family, you know, choose somebody to represent the family. You don't all have to go. Or leave priority for those who may have had a bereavement that year, or, as you mentioned, a baby being born, or, you know, the baby's first Christmas, or whatever it happens to be. So leave, you know, priority for those sad people.